You're listening to Sheep Might Fly, a podcast of serialized fiction written and read by Tansy Rayner Robbins. Here we are again. Dead Queen Walking is the final installment of the Castle Charming series. If you want to catch up, you can start with Glass Slipper Scandal, followed by Dance, Princess Dance, and Let Sleeping Princes Lie. You can also buy all three books in digital editions from any online retailer. Or sign up for my Patreon with a $1 pledge, and you can download all three books straight away. In fact, if you sign up to my Patreon with a $2 pledge, you also get a bunch of bonus Patreon-exclusive stories, including a little Castle Charming bonus extra, from the point of view of Corporal Jack, called Charm or Dare. But for now, Dead Queen Walking, Chapter 5. Godmother, Godmother. Kai felt like such an idiot. How had he not noticed they were being followed? He'd always liked Zed, but right now the former Prince of Zix looked less than friendly as he lounged in the middle of their secret grotto. His eyes sparkled, which might have been the way that light bounced off the decorative crystal flowers dotted around the artificial cave, or might just have been amusement. "You shouldn't be here," said Dennis gruffly, beside Kai. "No, I can see how everyone here is far more experienced than I am with strange magical adventures," said Zed. "Oh, wait." He gave Kai a look that was more reproachful than angry. Kai actually felt Dennis's shoulder become more tense where it was pressed against him. "This is a need-to-know project," Kai said firmly. Zed's eyes flicked down to where Jack's cloak was heaped over the fairy bric-a-brac. "And does your mother need to know or not? Approved this project, has she?" Kai rolled his eyes. "See, this is why you don't get invited to things, Zed." "Oh, wow, sorry for being loyal to the Queen, who, by the way, is the boss of everyone in this room." Zed looked furious, but his eyes were locked on Kai like the rest of them didn't matter. He'd barely even acknowledged Ziggy's presence. "After everything we went together," Zed hissed, "the three of us, how can you not trust her?" "Because she's not my mother," Kai snapped back. "My mother was transformed into a tree, and the only person who can fix her is missing." Zed's bright eyes narrowed. "You're looking for Princess Camilla." "So we're going to go," said Jack, taking Ziggy's sleeve. "This is more awkward and personal than any of us signed up for." "Don't go anywhere," said Dennis, his voice tight, like he was trying not to sound annoyed. "We have to get this done, right?" He leaned forward, hand on Kai's sleeve, soothing him. "Babe." "You're right," said Kai. He sighed. "Zed, stay if you want to. If this works out the way we hope, it won't even matter if you run off to tell Queen Ella straight after." Zed hesitated. "She wants Camilla back too. Why would she even be upset?" "Exactly," said Kai, not feeling the need to add all the complex layers of thought and feeling and, yes, suspicion that he had about their golden queen. "We're keeping this secret because the fewer people who know why Camilla ran off, the better. And I don't want to get anyone's hopes up if it doesn't work." "Fine," said Zed, dropping to the floor of the grotto and folding his legs up in some complicated pose like he didn't have bones. "I'll stay for the show." Ziggy gave her stepbrother a filthy look. She nudged Jack, who reluctantly drew back the cloak. They both leaned over the makeshift altar, tidying a few of the things, straightening the candle. "Let's get started," said Kai, remembering belatedly that he was in charge here, if anyone was. He was the prince, so this had to be his responsibility. He was the only one the queen couldn't kick out of the castle. It was beyond strange, the thought of performing any kind of magic without Camilla to show him the way. But he had to do this. He needed her back so badly. not only to transform his mother and the king back from being trees in the kitchen of Camilla's private tower, but because being here in the castle as a prince made so little sense without her here. His twin. They hadn't even had a chance to figure out what that meant yet. Kai missed her. Not only the friend who taught him magic and laughed him out of bad moods, he missed the possibility of what she was supposed to be. It was always going to be awkward, thinking of Prince Chase and Prince Cyrus as his brothers. But Camilla, Kai could see her as his sister, and he wanted that more than anything. He needed her here, so Castle Charming could start feeling like home. If it didn't, Kai had no idea how he could be expected to stay. Ziggy took a deep breath and lit a match. "Wait," said Zed, "why are you doing this part? Isn't our Prince Camden here the one with the magic?" Ziggy glared at him, the match still burning in her fingers. "Kai has a different kind of magic. Fairies aren't fond of ink. I know what I'm doing." "I never said you didn't. You literally just interrupted me to..." "Ow!" Ziggy dropped the match. "Damn it!" "Fairy magic is about wishes," Kai explained to Zed. And Zig has the most experience with that. "Really?" said Zed, rolling the word around on his tongue. "What did you wish the fairies would do for you, little sister?" "I wished them to turn you into a toad, but they said you were halfway there already," she shot back. Zed laughed, throwing back his head. His ponytail swished. Dennis made a grumbling sound. "Your friend," he muttered, prodding Kai in the ribs. "Zed, keep your mouth shut," Kai ordered the foreign prince. "We need to concentrate. Ziggy won't be able to ask the fairies for help if she's busy setting fire to your face, so..." Ziggy was furious at everyone. Furious at this whole situation, but most of all, yes, Kai was right. She pretty much did want to set fire to Zeolin's face. Instead, she lit another match. This time she let the flame flicker over the wick of the bluebell candle until it caught. She had bought the candle in the market earlier this week because she threw out all her fairy summoning crap months ago after that business with the dancing shoes. She had never planned to do this ever again, not after she learned the true risk of asking fairies for favours. Her fairy godmother, Miss Clover, had been a human once. A human who asked for wishes once too often, who tried to save everyone she loved, and was consumed by the bluebells and foxgloves and eerie fairy magic. Ziggy wanted to help Kai and the others. They were her friends. She owed Camilla. If this could help, one last time, she could ask one last time and hope this wasn't the one wish too many. "Godmother, godmother," she began, then blinked as a new figure appeared, sprawling on the rocky ledge above Dennis and Kai's heads. "Oh, you." It was Master Foxglove, all wicked smiles and sultry looks, his dark hair falling into his eyes. Honestly, he and Zeolin were as bad as each other. "You know you missed me," drawled the fairy she hadn't invited. "Where's Miss Clover?" "She's busy. You'll have to come to her if you want to chat." Jack, Dennis, Kai and Zeolin all protested in one burst of noise. Ziggy held up a hand, silencing them all. "It's sweet that you all care, but everyone can shut up right now." She got to her feet. "Take me to her." Carefully, she did not phrase it as a wish or a request. Master Foxglove stretched out on the ledge, laughing at her with his eyes. "You may take one companion." Ziggy knew that Kai was ready for this, that he expected to go, but she couldn't lead him back into Fairyland. He wasn't some nosy reporter anymore. He was one of the precious Princes Charming. It was her literal job to keep him safe. She felt the warm line of Jack standing behind her, ready to offer her support. Of course it should be Jack. Zia trusted her more than anyone else in this place. Take me, Zia Lynn demanded, dropping his usual facade of death-defying jokes, crocodile anecdotes, and sharp-tongued commentary. Zia Shenza. Her eyes flew wide. Don't call me that. This is adorable, said Master Foxglove, yawning broadly. But, Midnight Princess, I didn't say you got to choose. The grotto swam before Zia's eyes. The last thing she heard before it all went dark was Jack shouting in pure outrage. Thanks for listening to Sheep Might Fly. You can sign up to my author newsletter for updates. Follow me on Twitter at TansyRR or at Sheep Might Fly. Find me on Facebook at TansyRR Books. And if you like this podcast, consider supporting me at Patreon, where you can receive all kinds of cool rewards, early ebooks, and exclusive stories for a small monthly pledge. See you next week.